San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, buddy. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you from KFMB Studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, L.A. County, up the coast to Seattle, on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. You can get this show on iTunes if you search the title, It's Your Money and Your Life. We stream live on 760KFMB.com, and all these podcasts are commercial-free if you go to iymoney.com. And now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire. He's an accomplished marathon runner. He's a best-selling author. He's a philanthropist and a family office expert advising several high-net-worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
Doing great, as always, Joe. It's good to be here doing another show about, well, my profession, so I can't wait.
Likewise. Hey, I think we're going to outlast David Letterman. I don't know if you've been catching any of the shows this week, but, you know, his last is May 22nd, and, you know, this week he had President Obama on. Is that too late? Is that past your bedtime, Richard?
No, I usually don't watch TV. I don't care what time my bedtime is.
Well, it's always interesting when the First Lady or the President shows up.
How come we haven't had the President on?
You know what? He's looking for stuff to do. In a couple of years, we'll get him maybe when he retires.
We've had a lot of people who've worked for presidents on.
Yeah, I'll tell you, he's pretty funny. I mean, great sense of humor. But all these last few shows have been pretty interesting. And you know what? You can even go on CBS.com and you got to search through the commercials, but you can actually watch that show again. And this week, you know, they had I think it was an hour and a half special about, all the years, the 30 years he's been on. Or since 78. You know, he played in San Diego, David Letterman, before he even got on television. He was at the Comedy Store in La Jolla. And I'm trying to think if he played when the Comedy Store was in Pacific Beach in 1977, before you were born, Richard.
That I do not know.
I do know Robin Williams was there, because I saw him before. Anyway, you get too much information there. And anyway, playoff time in basketball, hockey, anything you're following there at all, or not so much?
Not really. No? I have a hard time watching basketball until the final round.
Gotcha.
Goes on forever.
Well, the Bulls took the first
game
from
Cleveland. The Bulls will beat Cleveland.
You think?
Yeah, because Cleveland's got that guy out injured.
Oh, I was thinking LeBron James. He's on Miami now, right? Did he go back to Miami?
No, but...
I can't keep track of him. What team's he on now?
He's on Cleveland.
Okay,
the Bulls will beat Cleveland.
Oh, that's right. Wow, that'd be cool.
They will.
That'd be interesting.
I promise.
All right. Yeah. And I know you've given up on the Padres, but...
Yep.
Well, come down to one game in one of the suites down there. We've got a friend with some suites.
I had Little League teams that could field better than those guys.
But, hey, on the line... We've got another special disruptive person in the field of finance and accounting. He's in New Zealand. He's the director of Spotlight Reporting and has got an illustrious background, a director of many companies and chairs others. And we're going to get into all of that with Richard Francis. Richard, are you there?
I am here, all the way from Wellington, New Zealand.
Wow. How about that?
You've set the record. You are the longest distance call we have ever made from the radio studio. So.
And we're a few rocks down here at the bottom end of the Pacific.
Yeah, but you're about a day ahead of us, though, I think, right? About, 19 hours, something like that. So
It's Wednesday. We've already had our Tuesday.
Yeah. Fantastic. Hey, I saw a film recently about, I think it was filmed in Wellington, about some, it's like a mockumentary about vampires. Did you hear anything about that? I think it's What We Do in the Shadows. Have you heard anything about that?
I have seen that, It's nice to actually have another movie and not just Lord of the Rings and Hobbits, which are a little bit over by now.
Oh, my God.
But speaking of what people do in the shadows, we're talking about the profession of accountancy.
And vampires. It was a funny movie, by the way.
No, the IRS, the revenue, the tax collectors are the vampires. But seriously, Richard.
Connection with the accounting industry, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. But Richard, brief background on you and how you came to be doing what you're doing. Tell us briefly, though, first of all, so our listeners know, what is Spotlight Reporting? I think it's a really cool thing, but for most of our listeners, it's a brand new concept.
So Spotlight Reporting is a suite of cloud software products, and we're focused on business intelligence. So we bring in a range of data from leading software products to create reports, dashboards, and forecasts. So some of our key data sources, Xero, QuickBooks, Google Analytics, Bend. You can bring in data from other sources via Excel. we have some other integrations coming. So, yeah, we bring in a lot of data and essentially allow accountants or business owners to create, reports that drive insight and clarity, hopefully.
And I know the history of the accounting profession, for example, in this country, the U.S., it's basically been that people create financial statements well after the fact and don't necessarily use it for looking into the future. So what you're doing basically helps business owners actually peer into the future, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a CPA, and I have always done a lot of value-added kind of trusted advisor work. So it's almost a personal campaign of mine to try and get CPAs all around the world looking forward rather than back and doing useful work rather than historic bean counting. So, I heard Ron Baker and the like talking about this, and I'm just on the same page. What we're trying to do is actually provide the tools that allow CPAs to have that trusted advisor relationship with their clients.
Mm-hmm.
And briefly, what's your background in terms of how you came to be a CPA, where you got your experience, why you went into the business?
Sure. So I'm an accidental CPA, really. So I went to university and did all the courses, where the good-looking girls were, things like classics and history, and realized that probably I needed to get a job. So I did accounting as one of my majors. And the next thing I knew, I was at a big accounting firm and had a shoebox full of receipts land on my desk and was told to do accounts that were about a year after the fact.
Yeah.
And luckily, in that first week in my career, I thought, yeah, there's something wrong here. This isn't useful. This isn't adding value, and this will probably explain why all the clients are grumpy. So I very quickly attached myself to the one or two people in the firm who seemed to be doing other stuff, the consultants. And from there, I decided to really focus on doing strategic work, mentoring work, financial analysis, trend analysis. And to fast forward, through a decade of learning the trade, I then set up my own business here in Wellington, and we became one of the first cloud accounting practices in the world. And I had the good fortune to know the Xero guys, Rod Drury and Hamish Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
And we became the first independent accounting firm to sign up to Xero and essentially go 100% cloud. So we were not only kind of in that exciting nexus of cloud accounting, but also the trusted advisor value, value pricing stuff that you hear the likes of Ron Baker and Doug Sleater talk about. So that's where it all started. And essentially from there, I saw the opportunity to get into software for other accounting firms.
Hmm. Yeah, and for our listeners who don't know, Xero is newer to the U.S. than it is to New Zealand. It originated out of New Zealand, but it's essentially a very, very neat competitor with QuickBooks. I think a much better product, no offense to QuickBooks, which is an excellent product as well, but I just think a much more facile.
But it's spelled X-E-R-O, and did they give that any thought there, Richard? Because obviously, if you're conversing with somebody at a cocktail party and tell them, we got to go check out Xero Accounting.
I'm sure Z-E-R-O was taken, and further, Xero Accounting, I know. Well, for income tax, that's good.
Yeah.
Get the profits down to zero.
I certainly know that down here, it's really hard to spell zero with a Z now. We all spell it with an X because, of course, everyone's related in New Zealand, so everyone uses zero.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
What's been really exciting for us is to not only be able to coattail Xero with, we're strong in New Zealand, we're strong in Australia, we're growing really fast in the UK. We've got boots on the ground in the US where we play with both QuickBooks Online and Xero. And, mm-hmm. I think they're both wonderful products. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've got quite a Xero background. I had another product that we built, acquired by Xero a couple of years ago, so I've as part of an acqui-hire deal, I was in there part-time as a general manager for Xero. So the connection goes way back. But we aspire to integrate with all the best cloud products around the world.
Mm-hmm. And the beauty of it is a lot of it's real-time, isn't it, for companies, which wasn't the case in the past. Is that the beauty of it, or part of the attraction?
Yeah, look, I think there's some wonderful stuff that you can surface on the dashboard of accounting product now. And I just think if you're going into the industry now, it's such an exciting time to start your own practice. I actively encourage accountants when I'm out on the road, showing our software and talking about the new accounting industry that, if you're stuck in a big firm or a traditional firm and you're not enjoying what you're doing, get out there and start your own practice. to be able to choose from all these wonderful cloud tools at low cost, you know, subscription cost, not to have to buy all the infrastructure you used to have to buy when I started, you know, servers and things. If you've got your messaging right, I think there's a wonderful opportunity to get, you know, new clients in and also to see clients leaving the traditional firms because they're, you know, they're, to be honest, they're sick of getting that once a year historic interaction.
Yeah, because, I mean, what you're doing, I mean, what's going on in terms of value in the profession is helping business owners know where they are right now and where they're moving into the future. You know, reporting history, it only serves the purpose of maybe creating a baseline. But there's no value.
It seems so obvious that this is what accountants should be doing. And I know traditionally in the U.S., CPAs haven't always been seen in that guise. And we're struggling with that worldwide and that there's probably 20% of the industry that intuitively understands that they are the person that should be giving you know, business advice and looking to the future. The rest of the profession, has been a bit smug and a bit lazy because they just get this tsunami of compliance work every year.
Yeah, pardon me for interrupting, though, there, Richard. We have to take a short commercial break, but we'll be right back with Richard Francis from Wellington, New Zealand, right after this. Hang on. All right, we're riding into the home stretch here with Richard Francis. He's director of Spotlight Reporting, one of the innovative minds in the field of accounting and the CPA work. And where'd we leave off, Richard?
Well, Joe, we're shining the spotlight on Richard Francis. But, Richard, I was reading your website. I noticed that Spotlight was recently named, I guess this was in New Zealand, as being the add-on partner of the year. Is that correct?
That's right. We've just come back from ZeroCon in Auckland, and it's the 13th ZeroCon I've been to, so I've been to all of them.
Okay.
And it's just a really exciting time of the year for accountants. Zero try and make it as much of a rock star event as they can, and you see these accountants come out of their shells and have a really good time. But yes, we win the global add-on of the year, which was really exciting for us because there's, I think there's 450 software companies now that work with Zero. So to be singled out was a huge honour. And, you know, obviously our accounting partners and the people that work with us on our software are a testimony to, you know, the hard work we've put in. But, no, it was a really good pat on the back and, you know, we're thrilled. We've got a little bit of a foggy head at the moment still. It was a big weekend.
Well, good. That's congratulations. Now, I know there's a ZeroCon coming up in Denver, Colorado, I think in early June. You're going to be there?
That's right. Yes, we're going to be there. We've got our U.S. Director of Sales, Leslie Riggs, will be there as well. And I'm also bringing over one of our team members to help us out. So we, you know, being down here in New Zealand, we have to travel a lot to go to all the big events. And we're at ZeroCons all around the world. We'll be supporting QuickBooks Connect later in the year. There's always Doug Slater's gig and a couple of others as well. So we're so excited by the U.S. market, and it's a couple of years behind in terms of thinking about the cloud. But, you know, obviously the scale you have there and the great minds you have there, you know, it's just somewhere we all want to play.
Yeah, we have a joke in the U.S. about accounting firms. The joke is why did the auditor cross the road? And the answer is because last year's work paper said the auditor crossed the road. But we do have a number of younger practitioners primarily. No, they're not all younger. Some are my age in their 50s who are really, really changing our profession and actually starting to drive their service offerings based on what their customers really want as opposed to merely things their customers need like historical financial statements or income tax returns. So it's really, really neat to see. And obviously tools like Spotlight, Zero, all kinds of other applications, the cloud itself, I think are going to be a huge part of the you know the profession moving into, I think, a period of much greater relevancy than maybe it's been in over the last 10 or 15 years.
Relevancy is a great word. You know, Ron Baker uses that a lot. And one of the things that I saw was, you know, I'm in my cloud practice. I'm giving advice to lots of good young businesses. But how do I scale this? How do I make it relevant globally? And there's a lot of accountants around the world and in the U.S. who understand where the profession needs to go, but they were lacking the, well, how do I get there? So Spotlight Reporting exists as a tool suite to allow them to, at the push of a button, you know, drag in massive amounts of data and essentially automatically have reports and forecasts at their fingertips to create conversations with their clients. So I think we're trying to make it easy for CPAs to do something useful, and we've got several hundred accounting firms around the world, from the big four names you'll know right through to the, you know, the guys working from home who are using the tools. And it's exciting for us because we're just starting to see, alongside some of our other software company peers in the cloud, you know, the needle starting to move in the right direction.
Yeah, you said something I love. You said it helps CPAs have conversations or discussions with their clients. That, to me, that's frequently something that's been missing with historical reporting. It's just somebody, like you said, you get a shoebox, you crank out numbers, here's your financial statement, and there is no discussion or conversation whatsoever. And that's not healthy.
We've set a really low bar of expectation in our industry, and it pains me to say it, but there's too many people that have earned too comfortable an income from doing work of no value or very limited value. And I think the younger accountants coming through, but also the younger clients who are setting up businesses now, their expectations are so much higher. They're not going to sit there and just wait for that phone call from their accountant once a year. They're going to demand business advice and help to succeed. So I think there's a really interesting change happening. I wish it was happening faster, but it is happening, so I'm encouraged by that.
Yeah, well, certainly the consumer demand is going to force the change. I mean, I believe any CPA in this country who doesn't change within 10 years will simply be out of business. And in many, that's their game plan anyway. The average age of a CPA in the U.S. is about 56. I'm not sure if that mirrors the average age in New Zealand or not. But
Yeah, it is. It is definitely a kind of a graying demographic. But you know, within each of those firms and the guys who are managers or team leaders for those 56-year-olds, they're the ones looking around going, hey, my peers are setting up cool cloud businesses. They're going off to Xerocon or QuickBooks Connect. They're having a lot of fun, and they're actually having really good conversations with their clients. I mean, we have a number of our users, the best ones we call super VCFOs, and they are sitting down and just doing a constant round of growth meetings, strategy meetings, mentoring meetings with their clients, and they're an integral part of their success. And once you've had a taste of that, why would you go back to compliance land?
Yeah, I agree. What do you think Spotlight would look like, say, five years from now? Dominate the U.S.? Or?
Well, we're aiming at world domination, but there's lots of room for all of us. There's lots of business intelligence tools out there and lots of options. So our main focus is on continuing to listen to accountants and business owners. So we do sell directly into franchises and not-for-profits as well, because we can do consolidation and rankings and benchmarks, which are important to those kinds of organizations. But if we keep listening and we keep investing heavily in product, we've had an investment round last year, we'll have another one this year, then I think our tools can move as quickly as the technology curve and the customer expectation curve as well. You can't afford to get left behind, as some of the big accounting software companies have been.
We only have a couple of minutes here left, though, Richard. I guess we should plug Xerocon in Denver coming up June 2 through 4. And if people go to xero.com, they could find out more about that for people in the profession.
Indeed.
Right?
And we should plug spotlightreporting.com.
Yes. That's your
website. Thank you. Thank you.
Right?
I would love to talk to more American CPAs at Xerocon in Denver. It's going to be an absolutely wonderful event, and Xero always put on great events.
I went to the one in. I know the one in San Francisco last year was really, really well attended. And I'm assuming this one will even be bigger and better.
I just looked it up. It's at the Denver Center for Performing Arts or something. It looks like a really wonderful venue. So it looks like it'll be a big turnout there.
You'll see CPAs there wearing like tie-dye T-shirts. I mean, just radicals.
Radical CPAs.
I won't mention anything about the marijuana laws there, but it's going to be
fine. Is that why they had it in Denver? Aha, okay. Now
I can neither confirm nor deny.
We're going to get high on accounting, okay?
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I don't partake, but that is funny, so.
That is funny. So, Richard, do you have any new real cool ideas, products in place that you don't have non-disclosure, so you can tell us in 10 seconds?
We've got some, probably our big thing happening is we're launching our three-way cloud forecasting tool at Xerocon. So okay. We're really excited by that. That's just bringing all of that. all of that future-focused forecasting stuff into play for CPAs.
So. Wonderful. Richard, thanks for being
really
our guest.
Richard, appreciate it.
Email richard@spotlightreporting.com if you want to get in touch, folks. Anyway, Richard Musio, great seeing you this week. And Justin Hart, our sound engineer, thanks for making us sound great. Thanks to Craig Blank, your account executive and our programming genius here at KFMB, Dave Sniff. You have a great week, everybody. And get over to iwymoney.com for all those commercial-free podcasts. Good night now.